Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It is 3:20. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve's here, Mary, Kevin, and on the phone, the city's top doc, Dr. Allison Arwady, joins us again, Chicago's public health commissioner. And everybody wants to know, is there going to be a memorial mask mandate? That is not going to happen, is it, doctor?
There is not going to be Memorial Day mask mandate. That's right. We do need people to be careful as cases are high, but no mask mandate coming in for Memorial Day.
Are we at a point where it is impossible to escape it? Because I really thought that I was out of the woods. I thought, hey, I've got this. I must have super immunity. I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. And then, boom, out of nowhere, I know no one that has it. I gave it to no one, but I got walloped for about 5 days.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the good news is, even if you can't entirely escape COVID, we've got the tools that help people almost entirely escape severe COVID, right? Hospitalizations, deaths, et cetera. And for me, that's what's so remarkable, to be at this high point of COVID cases, but be at a point where we're averaging zero COVID deaths a day, you know, and having just 10% the number of people that we had in the hospital just a few months ago. I don't take for granted that it's going to stay like that, but I do think there's a lot of COVID around right now, and we need people to, you know, be a little bit extra careful in that setting. But the most important thing is get up to date with those vaccines and boosters so that you don't end up in the hospital and we don't end up having to put mask mandates back in.
Memorial Day weekend is here. It's our traditional kickoff to summer, and a lot of people had it in their head that we're going to be safe this summer. There's no way there's going to be a spike during the summer months. That is not necessarily true, is it?
It's not. You know, one of the things that's been challenging about COVID all around the world is that it continues to mutate. It continues to change. You know, we're still dealing with Omicron, but we're on our third now sort of little sub-variant of Omicron, each one a little bit more contagious than the last. And it hasn't always followed the traditional patterns like flu season, right? We all know when flu comes and goes, and we don't worry about it in the summer. But COVID has shown us here in this country and around the world that it is perfectly capable of causing trouble even when it's 80 degrees out. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll be all right this summer. I'm not seeing any major signs of, you know, a new variant on the horizon or a big change in dynamics, but there is a lot of COVID around for sure. We do want people to move outside as that weather warms up, because that's one of the easiest things you can do to help reduce the risk. But no, I don't think we're going to have a COVID-free summer, much as I wish I could predict that.
I bet. Pam is on the phone. She's been waiting patiently to talk to you. Pam, what is your question for Dr. Allison Arwady? You got to hit her line for me, if you would. There you go.
Hey, Pam. Yes?
What? We didn't have you on at the exact moment, so start from the top with your question so the doctor can hear it.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Doctor. And Lisa, most recently, there's been two celebrities on TV that had COVID and were sick for a week, and then 2 weeks later got COVID again, tested positive after they tested negative. So a two-week interval. Is this a new strain? Is this something that's we were seeing more of? It just was funny that two top TV celebrities, you know, came up with this, and I was wondering if that's something new that we're looking at.
Are you talking about Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert?
Yep,
that's, I noticed that too. And Doc, was it because they were in Paxlovid, or what are the details?
Yeah, sure. So a couple things. One is that the great majority of people were still seeing, if they had one version of Omicron, it's not like they're getting reinfected often, you know, with kind of another subvariant. It's possible, but 90% of the time still, it's not happening. So if people had COVID, you know, earlier than December of this last year, then that prior immunity probably isn't doing a whole lot to help protect you at this point. But what we're seeing is that occasionally people, and not just folks on Paxlovid, like other folks too, we can sometimes see people get you know, a little bit better, and then it sort of comes back a little bit later. And if it's happening really within about a 10-day period like that, it's the same infection. It's not that it's a new infection. It's that, you know, you're sort of able to fight back a little bit. And potentially, some of the folks on Paxlovid, that helps decrease the risk. And then when you finish it up, we are anecdotally seeing some people have, you know, a little bit of sickness still at that point. But the good news is not serious. We've seen nobody who kind of has this little second little bit of COVID symptoms. Nobody's going to the hospital or getting seriously ill. You don't have to retreat for people who do get treated. And just today, the CDC released some guidance being very clear that they are strongly recommending still folks who have the mild or moderate forms of COVID, if they're older and have underlying conditions, that they should take those treatments. I always tell people it's like belt and suspenders. Make sure for your belt, you've got your vaccines and your booster. But then if you do get COVID and you're at risk for getting hospitalized, you know, I recommend to my own family that they take that medicine. So there's been some attention to it, but overall, I don't think it's a major point of concern at this point. There's no sign of resistance or problems or anything like that. It's just, you know, another wrinkle in the COVID understanding.
It was a struggle for me to get the Paxlovid because my doctor was like, I can't do a teleconference with you for another 3 days. I'm booked up. Mm. And I was in a rural part of Illinois. It was only available at Walmart. Mm-hmm. It took 3 hours to get. So are you saying Paxlovid is always better than an infusion or the antibodies or anything else they're offering right now?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, with Omicron, we've seen some of those infusion and antibodies really not work as well. So there are still some people who can't take the Paxlovid and for whom the infusion is recommended. But the main thing is we want people hearing that, you know, if they're at high risk for getting hospitalized, we want to make sure they can get, you know, these are good treatments that have 80% decrease the risk of getting hospitalized. And so Paxlovid is the one that's got some of the best data, and we have worked in Chicago to make sure it's available, and we've been working with some partners to try to stand up some more of that telehealth. Cook County, for example, has been looking at that because we know there can be barriers. But more often, what we hear from providers in Chicago is they just don't hear from patients until it's too late. Like, people call them when they've already been sick for a week, and that's too late to start these medications that help stop the virus from copying so much in your body. So the main thing is have people reach out early and then have the conversation about whether it makes sense.
I was going to get a bunch of people to pitch in and buy you a vacation, and then I watched your Facebook Live and saw you're finally getting out of town for the weekend. So enjoy your time off.
Thank you. For Memorial Day weekend, I'll be in Michigan seeing some family.
That's what it's all about. Wear your mask.
I will. I'm very good about it.
Dr. Allison Arwoody on Chicago's Afternoon News. One of the people that took Paxlovid is Tom Skilling. We're going to talk to him about that coming up next and about all the weather issues that we can look forward to, but it looks like a good weekend. Steve's got the news next. It's a tragic story that he will update you on about a school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. It happened at an elementary school, and he's got the details on the way on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.